feel bad for our country. First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling? And I'm honored to welcome, we call this a peaceful protest, to the White House in support of the incredible men and women of law enforcement and all of the people that work so well with us. And I have to tell you, our Black community, our Hispanic community, thank you very much. Thank you. But before going any further, I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I know you've been praying, and I was in that hospital. I was watching down over so many people, and I went out to say hello to those people, and I took a little heat for it, but I'd do it again. Let me tell you, I'd do it again. And on behalf of myself and the First Lady, just has been really an incredible outpouring, and we're starting very, very big with our rallies and with our everything, because we cannot allow our country to become a socialist nation. We cannot let that happen. That's what would happen. Or worse, by the way, or worse. I want you to know our nation's going to defeat this terrible China virus, as we call it. And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time. As you know, it's coming out very, very soon. We have great, great companies doing it, and they'll be distributing it, and we will through our military very, very rapidly. Through the power of the American spirit, I think, more than anything else, science, medicine will eradicate the China virus once and for all. We'll get rid of it all over the world. You see big flare-ups in Europe, big flare-ups in Canada, very big flare-up in Canada. You saw that today. A lot of flare-ups, but it's going to disappear. It is disappearing, and where vaccines are going to help, and the therapeutics are going to help a lot. I just want to thank everyone this afternoon. What beautiful colors. Where did you get that color, Candace? Where did that come from? What a beautiful color. I want to get one of them. I want to put one of them on instead of a white shirt. I want to thank you, though, seriously. Every day, more Black and Latino Americans are leaving behind left-wing politicians and their failed ideology. What they are. They failed for many years and many, many decades. Democrats have run nearly every inner city in America, and I mean for 100 years. And their policies have delivered nothing but calamity, poverty, and trouble. Sleepy Joe Biden has betrayed Black and Latino Americans. If you think he can run this country, you're wrong. For half a century, shipping your jobs to China, that's what they've been doing. We're bringing the jobs back. We've been bringing them back. Been charging China a lot of money, too, with the tariffs, a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars. Opening your borders to mass illegal immigration. The wall is now 380 miles long. It'll soon be finished. Trapping us in endless foreign wars, these ridiculous foreign wars that last for 19 years. Our people are coming back home, you know that. And selling you out to the rich globalist Wall Street donors. They have the Wall Street donors. They want the Wall Street donors. Someday somebody's going to have to write a little story about that. Black and Latino Americans are rejecting the radical socialist left, and they're embracing our pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police. We want law and order. We have to have law and order and pro-American agenda. I want to thank the Blexit Foundation for organizing this event. Thank you very much. Thank you. And especially your two founders, two friends of mine, great people, Candace Owens and former Tucson police officer, Brandon Tatum. Thank you both.
Good evening, everybody. That's President Trump yesterday from the White House. A healthy President Trump speaking.
Young people, great. And thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate it. So you just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of Black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them, they're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before. The other day in the debate, Biden couldn't even use the words law enforcement. I said, say law enforcement, say law enforcement. And he was bailed out by the anchor. Then I said very simply, I said, name one law enforcement group that's supporting you. He couldn't do it. But he was bailed out by the anchor. Second time bailed. He got bailed out by that anchor a lot. Taking their funds away, their firearms, their fundamental authorities, taking everything away, including your freedom. Joe Biden even said when you call 911, a therapist should answer the call. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. But this is the people telling him what, because he doesn't say. He's told what to say. You saw what they introduced today. They've gone through a period of years. No fracking, no fracking, no fracking. All of a sudden gets the nomination. He says there's got to be fracking. For Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Texas, North Dakota, all of you, there will be, if it happens, all of those jobs are gone. Your energy jobs are gone if they get in. Just remember I said it, okay? Just remember. Biden, I don't think so either. There's been, and I have to say, there's been more enthusiasm. We have had more enthusiasm right now, this year, than we had 4 years ago by a factor of three times. And we had a lot. And they had none. They have no enthusiasm. They have no enthusiasm. In fact, the gap is so incredible. Our poll just came out. I think it said 56% of the people prefer their position now in the midst of a pandemic than they did 4 years ago. Think of what that means, 56. And it's a Gallup poll, and it's the highest poll ever recorded, 56%. Now, tell me about that. Now, we had it going, and we really
good evening, everybody. We're listening to President Trump speaking from the White House yesterday. I guess a large group of people marched to the White House, and he came out and spoke to them. Held a little mini rally, a healthy President Trump. Good to see him back, and we will start the call in just a minute.
Total bad people. They know what they're doing. Yet Biden likes to call them peaceful protesters. You see people, you see anchors from a couple of the very bad, very corrupt networks standing, and behind them the cities are burning, and they're saying these are peaceful protests, and you look and everything's on fire. And I want to thank our law enforcement, and I want to thank everybody in the community and the community drives that are working with law enforcement. I want to thank them. I think we probably have the support of every law enforcement group in this country, practically. I don't know of any that I don't. Maybe there must be some. There must be one. They'll find one tonight. They'll say, no, he misrepresented. But we have a level of support, the likes of which nobody's, I don't think, ever seen before. I don't think so. And you're going to see that. And you see how many crooked ballots are being found and turned back in and fraudulent? Just what I said. Then they'll say, he doesn't believe in freedom. I totally believe in freedom. That's called freedom. What we're doing is freedom. Tremendous problems with the ballots. 50,000 in Ohio. 25,000. You have to see it. I mean, every day there's a story about ballots. Some thrown out. They happen to have the name Trump. Military ballots were thrown out with the name Trump on them. Okay.
It is 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern, so we will get started. We like to respect everybody's time that shows up. Those that join us during the middle of Kimberly's prayer will be welcome, of course, but we got to get going. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Scotty, I'm super. It's great to be here tonight on this beautiful Sunday night, October 11th.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. You know, every day is another day of news, and you never know what's going to hit or drop. And today I watched a video. It's about 20 minutes long. A guy who has currently testified before the Senate before. It's been classified testimony, but he has evidence that Obama and Biden paid Iran all that money to withhold evidence of what happened in Benghazi with our SEAL Team 6, why they didn't rescue them, why they left Chris Stevens to die. Not that I think it's going to sway the election, because the election is already, I think, at a place where voters have made up their mind. There are not too many on the fence. I've been talking to my friends and family, and they're all pretty firm, whether they're on one side or the other. Very few undecided voters, don't you think, Kimberly?
Oh, I can't even agree more. In fact, you know, one of the things that stood out to me while we were away on holiday for 2 weeks was how many people are willing to admit that they're Democrats and that they're voting for Trump. I mean, that was something that was so encouraging to my husband and I.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have interviewed Brandon Straka, or actually pronounce it Strock. It looks like Strock on paper. There's an A at the end. But anyway, he's a liberal gay Democrat from New York and very proud Democrat that started the Walk Away movement. He's got hundreds of thousands of members that have produced videos talking about their story, walking away from the Democrat Party. But more importantly, the videos have hundreds of millions of views at this point, and it's a movement. The Walk Away movement is huge. So as I've said to Democrat voters who are all excited and they think Biden's up double digits, I'm like, believe the polls as you may, but what I see with my eyes, what we hear with our ears, what we're witnessing is a movement for a president that's unprecedented in our life. Never has a president. Reagan was loved and revered, and even people on the left began to come on to the Reagan train with Reaganomics and all that. But this man, this president, this anointed individual by God is got a movement like none other. We've never seen anything like it, have we, Kimberly?
Not in my lifetime. I mean, I was born in 68, so I have never experienced this type of energy level or opinionated position and opposition. I've never had eyes open like I do now, and where I'm literally listening to the propaganda machine and able to understand what's really going on behind the scenes. It is a great awakening as far as understanding what's going on historically. It's radical.
Yeah, I was only 4 years old when JFK was shot. But he had the potential, I think, to have this kind of popularity. Again, another outsider who was not part of the boys' club, not down with the central banking system, put us back on a gold standard. And, you know, I think it was 72 hours after he signed the executive order to put this country back on a sound money system, they assassinated him. And I've had a guy on my radio show who's got the evidence, a man named Christopher Fulford. Fulton, Christopher Fulton. He has a book out that tells the story of his imprisonment. Bill Clinton put him in jail. He's got the evidence in the JFK assassination. It's a long story how he acquired it. But the bottom line is JFK might have had Trump-like appeal to the American people. He and Jacqueline were iconic. But this president has a movement. Nothing can stop him, and nothing can stop you from leading our first prayer.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just come into your presence, and we thank you so much for just your word, that we can bask in the presence of your word and know that Isaiah 54 says in verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment you will condemn. This peace, this righteousness, this security and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, saith the Lord. Father, I just really have this heart, this verse on my heart for our president this evening, Lord, that we would declare in unison on Prayers for 45 across the world, across the globe, Lord, everybody that is called in and who is calling in the near future, Lord, we thank you that no weapon is formed against President Trump. And we thank you that any weapon that's formed will not succeed. We declare that because your word says it. Father, we also agree that every tongue that rises against President Trump in judgment, that we can condemn. We condemn every single vile, heinous lie that the MSM or anybody else raises against this president. We condemn it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that this is the assurance that this peace, this righteousness, this security and triumph over all opposition for President Trump is the heritage because he has submitted himself as a servant unto you. And so we declare this word as his vindication that you alone are vindicating him. Father, we thank you that this is a promise set in stone from you and that you are faithful, that you are immovable, that you are the beginning and the end, that you are the high King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that we can exalt your name forever and ever, amen, that we know that we can stand on your word and declare it over our president and that he will continue to thrive, continue to be full of joy, continue to be healthy, continue to rise up over all opposition. Continue, Lord, that whatever evil is spoken against him, that evil would be reversed upon those who are declaring it, even in this season of deep satanic witchcraft rituals. Right now, we declare a reversal of every spell cast in Jesus' name over the president to be reversed and multiplied in evil against those who have spoken them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your word, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord, that the blood covers, that the blood protects, that the blood saves. We thank you for the blood of Christ that was the final atonement. And that we can come under it for healing. And we declare your healing over all of those on this call tonight, Father. That you would extend supernatural evidence that people on this call tonight are healed. We thank you for the speed at which you healed our president. We thank you that you continue to show that you are God of all the universe. We continue to stand on your promises that what is hidden will be made known, be it good or bad. We know that you are the one who is making a way for those things that are hidden to be made known. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to give us evidence of returning to sound money, even as the Sound Money Coalition was formed back in August, Lord, that they continue to move us towards a sound money system of being gold-backed. We're excited about that, Lord. We're excited about accountability in our courts. We're excited about what's happening with the Supreme Court nomination. Father, we thank you for this precious woman who is willing to endure slings and arrows, just like President Trump. Father, we ask that you would shield her family. Allow all of the yucky stuff to just bounce off, boomerang off of them, back on their accusers. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that our prayers are absolutely strategically mapped out in your word. Father, we come tonight obedient to bring our supplications and our requests with hearts of thanksgiving, knowing that we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to walk in fear because we know that the peace of God will guard our hearts. We give you praise and glory tonight. We thank you for the privilege to come together this evening. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, we say these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly, so much. Well, we have a couple of new people on the call tonight. I want to welcome you and remind everybody that we are here Sunday and Thursday nights. We do two prayers. We have conversation before and after our prayers. To put context to this, we record these calls to memorialize this amazing biblical history we're living in and to really create a good record of this period of history. So, with that said, let me bring in Betty, our second prayer. Betty, how are you tonight?
Doing well. How are you, Scotty?
Doing great. It's great to have you, and I'm going to give you the floor.
Amen. All right. I'm just going to I've really been convicted to pray for the rule of law. Like, justice and righteousness were really on my heart tonight. And my verse for tonight is Amos 5:24. But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That's what I want our country to look like. That's what I'm praying for. Everybody, just bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne on this, your day, the day that you rested from all of your work, to set up a day where we would just rest in the knowledge of you, reading your word and spending time with you and resting from our work so that we can just focus on you. And so here we are, focusing on you and who you are. And Lord, you are a God of justice and righteousness. You tell us in Psalm 89 that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And even warn us in Deuteronomy, Lord, that justice and only justice is what we should follow. And so we acknowledge that this is who you are, and this is how you want us to be as well. Lord, you created us to reflect your glory for your enjoyment, and so that we could know you and praise you and worship you and glorify you forever. And that's who we want to be. That's what this country was founded on, Lord. There were so many abuses like what we're experiencing today in other countries that our founding fathers, when they got here, said, no, we don't want that tyranny anymore. And this land, Lord, is going to belong to you. And we are going to establish it with constitutions and laws in our constitution in order to protect the rights of those to be able to bear arms so that they could protect themselves from tyranny, to be able to worship freely so that they aren't told what to do, that people in this land would be able to speak freely and speak their truth without having to fear any retribution from anybody, like they saw so often in other countries and despotic kings and rulers who oppressed them, Lord, who oppressed freedom and rightness and who want to pervert justice, Lord. But that is not how this country was founded. We had godly men, Lord, who knew your word and wanted to establish this country with truth and justice. And, Lord, it has run amok because Satan has snuck in, evil players have snuck up into power, and they have manipulated and plotted so many schemes without us even being aware that all of a sudden, Lord, we have now woken up and found that our country has been snatched by a group of evil people, and we need to snatch it back. Lord, Satan's got a big scheme, and we're asking that you would thwart it in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we ask that you would restore justice. We thank you, Lord, that you have been doing that. Look at all of the indictments that have come forth. Look at Epstein. Look at Weinstein. Look at Maxwell. People that have already been exposed. Strzok and Page were exposed, Lord, and yet they haven't been brought to justice yet. And so, Lord, may the rule of law prevail. And in order for that to happen, Lord, we've got to have good judges. I pray that you would be able to confirm Amy Coney Barrett as a Supreme Court justice, that we would have people who fear you. We need judges in this land who walk in the fear of God in order to truly lay down a foundation of justice. Lord, how else is it going to happen? It can't happen apart from you. If they don't have you in them, Lord, then it's too easy for Satan to use and have them twist the laws in order to pervert justice. And so we need righteous judges to be identified and confirmed and installed in our court system. I pray, Lord, for Barr and Durham as they dig deep into the bowels of the deep state players, Lord, and I pray that all of those that are caught up in Satan's evil web, that they would trip over their own snares, just as Kimberly prayed earlier. Lord, let them be caught in their own deceitfulness and lies. And we pray for protection for them, for our justice system and for Barr, and that you would give them protection and discernment and wisdom and good strategies, Lord, for being able to bring down these players. Lord, they need energy in order to be able to just do it because there's so much, and clarity, Lord, as they investigate and expose all of those who are guilty, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that their investigations would lead to convictions. That's what we need more than anything, Lord, that the truth, that there would be enough evidence, enough people who are convicted in their own hearts about what they saw their bosses doing, all the little guys that got caught up into this web because people blackmailed them or they thought they had to or were afraid for their jobs. Lord, free them from those fears. Let them be released into the proper fear of God, that they would fear you more than they would fear man, and that they would speak the truth when it comes right down to it, that they would have the guts to be able to stand up to their bosses and in their workplaces, to stand up for justice and to draw the line and say, that's enough. I can't participate and I can't protect this evil anymore, Lord. And so bring them, give them courage to be able to speak the truth so that we would have real convictions, Lord. And, Lord, we know, we learn in Proverbs chapter 12, it tells us that deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but that he who speaks truth tells what is right. And so convict those who are caught up in lies to speak the truth. Speak to their hearts, Lord, and convict them and rend their hearts. And, Lord, in order to bring these things into the light, we not only need honest and uncompromised judges and juries and government officials, but we also need a reliable and honest media. They have been compromise. They're simply an arm of the deep state. And Lord, I ask that you would continue to expose the media's bias, that you would continue to wake up the masses, flood the internet, Lord, with truthers who are willing to expose all of the evil that they've been up to, all of their antics, expose all the entities and laws and practices and manipulation that they've been up to. Lift the veil, Lord, that's covering the eyes of the people. They need to wake up, Lord, and there's this light. There's scales in front of their eyes that lift the scales like you did with Paul so that he could clearly see you, Lord, because he was against you. So remove the scales covering the eyes of the masses, Lord, this fog of darkness that Satan has spread over our entire country and planet, and we ask that you would lift it and let the light come shining in, Lord. And, Father, I know that as the veil is lifted, they're going to be hearing difficult things. They're going to have paradigm shifts. They're not going to know who to trust or what to believe in. Everything that they thought they stood for, just like all those people who were in the Walk Away movement, Lord, they're going to discover difficult things. And I pray that you would begin to prepare their hearts and minds so that they would know how to act correctly and vote correctly, that they would vote their true values when they realize how they've been conned. And Lord, we lift up all of those who, like General Flynn, have been harmed by the misdeeds and the FBI investigations and all the dishonest news reporting. We pray for all of them that you would give them the protection that they need, the representation that they need, and the defense that they need. They need resources. They've probably been drained of resources, Lord. Surround them with GoFundMe pages or whatever, Lord. Help them to walk through these difficult moments that they are facing right now because of evil that has tried to grab them. Free them, Lord, from the clutches of evil. Expose the truth. And, Lord, may you help Barr and Durham to clean up the intelligence community by your power and your authority. Bring justice to this land, Lord. Let it roll down like waters and let righteousness be like an ever-flowing stream. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. You know, Betty, your prayers often parallel or mirror some of the things I am thinking at the time. It's as if you have some sort of insight to what I'm thinking, but two things. One, you prayed for an honest media, and that is coming, and it's too much to talk about in a phone call here. I did do a one-hour interview April of last year on a YouTuber's channel called the Patriot Intel Reporter, PIR. We spoke about how the Trump administration will take the mainstream media down. We did talk about that in terms of Trump's second term. We were already talking about his second term back in April of last year, feeling that movement being that strong. So the honest media will happen again. It involves lawsuits. There'll be criminal suits, civil suits, antitrust suits. The weight of the suits and the financial red tape and the red ink, the losses of income that they're suffering. CNN's revenues are down, I have heard from people inside CNN, 40%. That's significant.
Wow.
You can't survive. You can't survive if that continues. I know I had the pleasure of calling in canceling a $1 million deal that I had with one of our clients with CNN. That was a fun phone call, I have to say. I don't take pleasure in taking money out of a salesperson's pocket that way, but, boy, being able to tell CNN to take a hike, and my client finally woke up and said, you know what, we're not going to support that junk. This is a big company that does $500 million a year in sales, and their executives got together and said, No more CNN, no more MSNBC or any of that. So the honest media is going to happen. Again, you talked about justice and the rule of law. It's amazing the timing of all the info that's dropping, all of the declassification. From the Russiagate or Spygate, which was a literal, let's call it what it was an attempted coup against the sitting president. Everything's coming out on that. The Hillary emails. Pompeo said this week, I got them, and he will release them. Epstein Island, you talked about, that's all going to come out, everything. Benghazi's coming out, Uranium One, which good old Bob Mueller played a big role in, the dirty cop that he is. The truth about the 8 years of the corrupt Obama administration, it's all coming out in red October and up until the election, and that, I think, the strategy is now clear that they never intended to do the indictments and arrests in Trump's first term, that they were building up to this. I don't know how they knew. The brilliance of this plan is amazing as we watch it unfold. The timing is really amazing, isn't it?
It really is. We've been frustrated by, you know, where are the arrests? Where are the arrests? But, you know, you've got to trust the bigger plan, I guess. Like you kept saying, trust the plan. I have to trust that God is in control. If we've been praying and, and trusting and asking God to be in control, he must also be in control of the arrests. Because let me tell you something, Scotty. If the arrests had happened, there would have been worse chaos. So better that he be elected and then unleash the Kraken.
Exactly. And I believe a landslide victory is about to happen in November, bigger than anybody. Certainly, you know, the media's polls, which give Biden a double-digit lead, are as good as the polls about Hillary having a double-digit lead. But it is a landslide victory. Think about how that empowers a president when he wins with, you know, 70 million-plus votes, 310-plus electoral college. That really does empower the man and his DOJ to do the indictments and arrests. Not on the heels of him. Think about what he had to do the first 3 years, Trump. He was on defense, right? Trump and his lawyers in the White House. Despite all they accomplished, they were on defense, defending themselves against all the attempted coup.
Well, not only that, Scotty, but look at all the people he had to – look at how many people he fired. All the sneaky little bad guys that snuck into his administration, they had to go too.
Right. And so if you drain the swamp and you get a bunch of people talking, pointing fingers, like Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer that was arrested for altering the Carter Page email, that he flat out lied and said CIA advised the FBI Carter Page is an asset and he's working on a Russia case, and he said no and lied. So people like that, people that are have been indicted and arrested, many of them quietly. They didn't even have to indict John Brennan. Durham, we have been told, Durham met with Brennan. He doesn't have to indict him. He just has to show him the evidence. How do you want to play this, Brennan? You want to cooperate or not? And so the indictments following a landslide victory, and I don't mean the day after, but, you know, sometime in the first quarter next year. And I think it'll all come together, and it really will look back and say, I guess it didn't matter when these people, not if, but when. And the when appears to be after a landslide victory that truly empowers them. Kimberly, you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think that we need to remember that the indictments are just part of the total reset. You know, when we're talking about our nation and we're talking about a reset of our nation and a reset of the rule of law, we're talking about literally removing all of the phony, corporation that was deceptively put into place, and restoring or resetting our nation back to a republic, which is really the most important thing and has the greatest capacity for influence worldwide, not to mention resetting our financial system and the rule of law. That right there is huge. And that's all been happening in the last 2 to 3 months. But not to mention that it's taken 15, 20 years to actually roll it out.
Exactly. It's a long-term plan. And I do think the significance of the indictments and arrests, so true, it's only one piece to it. But it's a very important piece because we all have a friend or family member that says it'll never happen. There's not, there's a two-tier justice system, one for us and one for the elites, and that arrests will never. I have an older brother who, we got him on this call right now, he'd say, yep, they'll never arrest Obama and Clinton and Brennan and Comey and Mueller, and they'll never prosecute for all of these things. Maybe they'll do a few arrests in Epstein Island. He believes that's far enough along to understand somebody's going to jail with the Epstein Island, the crimes against humanity. But by and large, the indictments and arrests will put the exclamation point for those who believe there's a two-tier. The only way to reset the rule of law is to have indictments and arrests. That's the importance of them. They put the exclamation point on the reset. But Kimberly, you pointed out there's many other facets. The judges are also very important to the whole equation. So, all right, well, we will close with gratitude prayers. We always do. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the source of all true joy in our lives. Your word says that everything God created is good and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with our gratitude and thanksgiving. Please help us to receive all the good gifts you give us with thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts. You have loved us. You have freed us from our sins. Lord, thank you. You can satisfy our every desire and need. Let us give you thanks for your unfailing love and your wonderful deeds for mankind. Fill our hearts with gratitude. You're able to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless before the presence of your glory with great joy. To you, God, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now, and forever. We're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight, grateful for our conversation, grateful for the prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, all of our other prayer leaders, Diane, Pastor Joseph, Christine, Daniel, Ingrid. Lord, we're grateful for the many prayer warriors that joined us tonight. We're grateful for the power of this group prayer that made possible by the 28 prayer warriors. People like Dennis and Evelyn, good friend Van, good to see you on the call, Van, and Judy and Judith, and we have Hawaii, good man in San Diego, David. We're grateful for Christina, I was about to call you, Teresa, that's your partner, Jerry and William, great to see you on the call as always, James and Richard and Ryan and John, all great prayer warriors we're grateful for. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. Thankfulness for our president, for his great, great team that he's built around him. Grateful for the military generals that recruited him. Grateful for their agenda and our ultimate sovereignty that binds us in our ability to come together in prayer tonight. We're grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, and for the many ways in which we are all cared for and supported. To you be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you, everybody. It's great to have you. We'll be back Thursday. Have a great Sunday night. Hang up the phone, give someone a big hug, and we'll see you Thursday night. Good night.